And now Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding present the CBS Radio Network. And hi again, everybody. And, gee, we're awfully sorry.
All right, Cass. Come on.
All right.
That's our cast. All right, that's enough.
All right. All right.
Come on, Webb.
Let's cut it out.
Wally.
Cut it out.
Let's shape up now.
Well, you fellas said the laugh.
I know. Well, you got the audience in a good mood today.
Gee, well, now, though, you tell us a laugh without, then you tell us a dry out.
This is the program billed as the Bob and Ray Show, and we're billed as the Bob and Ray of that show.
And we feel terrible that we let Columbus Day pass by yesterday without making some mention of it.
Isn't that funny how you can do that sometimes?
I know, and we do it, it seems, almost regularly.
On the other hand, we close the network on a Thursday sometimes when it should be Friday.
Well, that too. But Columbus Day has always been so important to both Bob and myself for many, many reasons. One is that we have a fellow who comes by every October 12th with beautiful replicas of those three ships that Columbus sailed across the ocean blue in 16 and 92. And he has promised to come by today.
Kind of make up for everything. For forgetting about Columbus Day yesterday.
Just a moment, somebody said 1492. Is that
what
right?
What did you say?
1692. I'm going to stick with it.
Aye. The
country was discovered in 1692.
Did he make the first pair of wooden false teeth that George Washington wore? Or am I mixing him up with something?
I don't know whether that was Columbus or America's Vespucci.
Well, he discovered America. That's why we call it that.
Sure.
Right?
Sure. Vespucci land.
But anyway, we'll make up for that oversight of yesterday by having Salvatore Bagatelli with us a little bit later in the program. But you have a guest now, you tell me.
Yes, I have. We have another gentleman who read a magazine advertisement and decided to make money in his spare time. Here he is, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tim Barcroft.
Well, before I go into the mistake I made, I'd like to compliment you on the program lights on the backs of your seats here in the studio. They're very easy to find in a well-lit studio like this.
Say, which magazine advertisement got you into trouble, Mr. Barcroft?
It was in the magazine called Aristocrat, Ray. The ad I read was next to one offering stilettos from the Black Forest.
I know that ad, yes.
Well, the one I went for said I could make money in my spare time selling party favors.
To whom?
People at parties. And the ad went on to say that for a small investment of $75, they'd send hundreds of party favors plus a franchise for the entire New England territory.
Can you get him, engineer, all right? Because you seem to mumble, sir. Mr. Alonzo nods his head and holds his finger in a circular fashion, indicating everything is a gas. All right, and then you went for this ad.
I went for that ad, wouldn't you?
Well, we're all interested in that box you're holding there, Tim. Is that the package you received from the party favor people?
Yes, this is what I paid $75 for. Take a look.
Looks like a ream of yellow paper from here, Mr. Barcroft.
Well, that and a sheet of detailed instructions on how to make party favors from ordinary paper, see?
I see. Well, tell me, how about party favor number one, Mr. Barcroft? Were you able to construct it?
You mean the rollout paper whistle?
Well, if that's the one that unfolds in a person's face when you blow it, that's the one I mean. Can you make one for us?
Yeah, that was my big seller. I loaded three of them in Hartford. Let's see what I can do here.
Now, that's two sheets of yellow paper you're using.
That's right. Well, length. Now, I fold A over B, push them both over C, tuck in the overage from B, and hold on line C. Then, the line running parallel to B and C is brought even with this new fold, D.
Well, how long does all this take, Mr.
Well, Parker? This item here takes about 3.5 days to make. Lines E and F should be scored and a puncture mark made at the junction of A and D. Then...
Well, we don't have all that time, so perhaps we could...
Well, I've got one here that's already made up. I lost 3.5 days' pay putting it together.
And that's the one we'd like to see, if we may, sir.
All right, here it is. What do you think of it?
Well, it certainly is handsome. Would you demonstrate it for us,
please? Yeah, but you better stand back. The paper might unfurl at a pretty rapid rate. You all set? There we go.
Okay. Oh, it practically came apart, didn't it, sir?
Well, I'm a little sheepish about it, yes.
About that ad, Mr. Bancroft, I'd have to say you were taken in, wouldn't you?
I guess what I paid $75 for was a ream of yellow paper.
And I know you're a bit sheepish about that, too, Mr. Tim Bancroft.
Sure,
so to avoid exposing you any further personal embarrassment, we'll say goodbye to you. Thank you so much for being with us, and good luck in the future.
Appreciate it.
Yes.
Here now, then.
Salvatore
Bagatelli is seated next to me at our Bob and Ray table. And as we mentioned before, he's here belatedly to celebrate Columbus Day, which we unfortunately forgot about. Salvatore, nice to see you after a year's absence.
And, well, it's very nice to be back.
You speak very beautiful English.
Well, the moment I know that I'm on the air, I watch my diction.
I think
and,
it's wonderful.
And my accent, because sometimes it slips.
I think you do justice to any diction school or radio announcing. Now, you have brought, as you have for the past 13
years... Well, thank
years
you. I
radio.
Went to the Olin Tice Diction
Fine.
School.
You have brought with us your toothpick models of the Santa Maria, the Nina, and the Pinta.
That's right.
And
they're set up here on a little stand in front of us.
Bob, I might point out to you, you know...
Don't get too close to those, Webley. They're very fragile.
Why?
We'd like to know a little bit about...
So much of your program is so visual that I think I'd like to explain these small replicas for your audience.
They take a great deal of time to construct.
It'll only take a little while.
It's just take a little while.
Now, the Nina I made in 11 years, the Pinta took me just 14 years, and the flagship,
Santa Maria,
took me 2 months.
That was pretty...
Well, I knew how to do it then.
Do you have any idea how many toothpicks have gone into each one of these little... Webley, will you stand back, please? You're too close to that.
Okay, all right, all right.
Let's see. It was much about the...
He's figuring now how much
of how long it took.
About 44,000.
44,000 in each one, huh?
That's right.
You must buy your toothpicks in large lots.
No.
You pick them up at the...
I don't know what to say.
What was that, Salvatore? Was that the Nina, the Pinta, or the Santa Maria?
That's a flagship.
That's the Santa Maria. Well, it only took you 2 months to make that one.
2 months, but oh, mamma mia.
Salvatore, we're still on the air. I wonder if you'd speak up a little bit. Webley, that was terribly awkward of you.
If there's anything I can do, if I can give you $5 or something.
Well, $5 will not repay this man for 2 years' work and 44,000 toothpicks, which he's glued together to make this model. What's that, Salvatore?
I was just thinking. That has been valued at...
Must be worth
$15,000. And this idiot offers me $5.
Well, that's all he had. I mean, that's a fair offer from someone who doesn't have much more, I think. I mean, $5 out of Webley's pay would leave him pretty well broke for the week.
How many of them?
I tell you what, maybe if I just got up and stood beside these while you finished talking about them,
all right,
we can protect them a little bit better. I am sorry. Truly sorry. Webb, I guess we're both in the same boat.
Yeah.
I knocked one over there. And...
Well, two different boats were in. You're in the Pinta and I'm in the Santa Maria.
Yes, that leaves the Nina in good shape there.
Say, who made these lovely boats?
Mr. Bagatelli here.
Lovely. They look just like the boats that Columbus came
That's
over
what they are. They're...
when he discovered our country in 1792.
Yes, they're models of those three ships, which had...
It's 1692, stupid.
It's 1492, yes. Where have you displayed these, Mr. Bagatelli, if you can pull yourself together?
They have been at all the principal world fairs. Brussels was the most recent one.
Mm-hmm.
And there was at the New York World's Fair.
New York World's Fair, yeah.
New York World's Fair in 1939-40.
Didn't you have them out at Massapequa this past summer, too?
That's right, at Lake Winconcomer. They were on the exhibition, too.
Well, you won't have them next year, I guess.
Hey, look, just so you can have
don't
them.
Don't pick them up there.
Goodbye.
The third and last of the three ship models of Mr. Bagatelle have just been destroyed.
Oh, Mr. Bagatelle.
Oh, did you think that?
Well, here, I'll open the door.
Mr. Bagatelle. Oh, Mr. Bagatelle.
Oh, who should we call, Bob?
Well, I don't know. We've still got a little while in the air.
Well,
today.
Oh, we have a little while on the air yet?
Yes.
Well, wonderful. That'll give us time for another commercial. And that is a word, isn't it?
Thank you.
Hi,
Molly Ballou here.
Isn't this too bad? This wreckage that you see.
Boy, this is sheer.
The remnants of, 11, 14, and 2 would be 27 years of work by Salvatore Bagatelle.
I saw about the hull. He looks in very bad shape.
Well, he, did you hear, it sounded like a huge report a few moments ago?
Yes, I did.
Well, that was Salvatore out there. Say, friends, we'll have someone speaking in a strange tongue in just 10 seconds.
And here now is the voice of someone speaking in a strange tongue.
Yorana Otto Purua, Itfarir A, Irotuitini, Ariarera.
Terrific. Until tomorrow, this is Ray Goulding reminding you to write if you get work.
Bob Elliott reminding you that somebody's thinking of you tonight. Why don't you think of that?
Oh, dryer.
This is the CBS Radio Network.